This book is about goal setting. How to set goals that will almost inevitably lead to success. I work with a lot of clients, both in hypnotherapy and in coaching, who when I ask them what their goals are, give me a list of things that they don't want. They don't want to be overweight. They don't want to drink so much. They don't want to feel anxious in certain circumstances, and so on. Now, while that's understandable, after all, when we're uncomfortable, we tend to focus on what's around us and how to get away from it. It's actually not very helpful because it doesn't tell your brain, your subconscious, if you like, the bit that drives your behaviours and your decisions, what to do next. I think a way of explaining this is to use the analogy of a sat-nav. When you want to go on a journey using a sat-nav, you need to input precise details about your journey, about your destination. And luckily for all of us, we don't have the facility just to type in not here. Because if we type not here into a sat-nav, it could just take us into any random place, any random direction, and we'd be highly unlikely to get anywhere near where we wanted to be. When you set your goals in terms of what you don't want, you're doing effectively the same thing with your mind's sat-nav. You're typing in, I don't want to be here. To achieve a goal, what you really need to do, just like with a sat-nav, is put in precise details of your destination. To really imagine what it's going to be like, to feel like, to have achieved success. And when you imagine that vividly, in whatever way suits you, where you can really feel, see yourself in that successful position, you've set your mind sat-nav so that behaviours, choices, decisions start naturally aligning with the achievement of that goal. Now, just like on any journey, there might be setbacks, diversions, maybe even stopovers. But if at the point of each junction, if you like, each point of choice, it feels automatic to take a decision or to have a behaviour which takes you in the direction of your goal, then, as I say, it becomes inevitable that you'll get there. It'll just feel natural. So if you find yourself thinking of your goals in terms of what you don't want, just stop right there and change it and start imagining what you do want. Because once you do that, once you set your mind sat-nav, it will just start to feel very natural to make decisions and to behave in a way that takes you towards your goal. And inevitably, you'll get there.